Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today is June 16, 2026, and the theme is operational maturity. The AI industry is building the machinery around models, partner networks, managed open weight deployments, agent failure diagnostics, long-running agent runtimes, data center expansion, and kernel-level performance work. Let's start with OpenAI. The company announced the OpenAI Partner Network on June 14th. That follows a very enterprise-heavy stretch of news around BBVA, Oracle Cloud Access, OpenAI Academy, and Applied AI at Work. The signal is that OpenAI is becoming not just a model provider, but an enterprise ecosystem. Large customers often adopt AI through partners, integrators, cloud marketplaces, and implementation teams, not just raw APIs. Next, AWS announced Gemma 4 models on Amazon Bedrock. Gemma 4 is built by Google DeepMind and released under the Apache 2 license. Oz says the family includes Gemma 4 31B, Gemma 4 26B A4B, and Gemma 4 E2B, spanning dense and mixture of experts architectures. The important part is that open weight models are moving into managed enterprise platforms. That gives teams more model optionality without forcing them to operate every serving stack themselves. Oz also published a strong agent engineering post on Strands Evals. The focus is failure detection and root cause analysis. Instead of only saying an agent scored poorly, the tooling aims to categorize failures, assign confidence scores, build causal chains, and recommend whether a fix belongs in the system prompt or tool definitions. That is where production agents need to go. If an agent fails, teams need to know why. Was it missing context? Was the tool schema wrong? Did retrieval fail? Was the prompt unclear? Was there a permissions issue? Oz also covered Deep Agents and Bedrock Agent Core for context-rich research workflows. Research agents face a real depth versus context problem. If an agent reads too many pages, documents, and analysis artifacts, the context window fills with raw material. Long-running agents need memory strategy, source selection, intermediate artifacts, and context compression. On infrastructure, Google expanded its Alabama data center and community investments. This follows its Virginia update last week. The practical lesson is that AI capacity depends on physical infrastructure, sites, energy, water, fiber, workforce, and community acceptance. NVIDIA had three technical posts worth watching. One covers advanced fusion kernels for mixture of experts training, with reported 1.3 times to 2 times kernel-level speedups over unfused paths. Another covers low-raw fine-tuning for biological foundation models using BioNeMo recipes. A third explains the rise of world action models in robotics. The MoE post is a systems reminder. Mixture of experts models can be efficient in theory, but routing, memory movement, synchronization, activation functions, and quantization paths determine how much of that efficiency shows up in practice. The world action model post points beyond chat. Robots do not only need to understand language and images. They need models that represent how the world changes over time and how actions affect future states. Finally, the Anthropic Fable 5 and Mythos 5 shutdown continues to matter. The Decoder reports that the shutdown has sparked a sovereignty debate across Europe. Whatever your view of the policy, the builder lesson is simple. Frontier model access can change quickly. Serious products need portability, fallback plans, and explicit assumptions about who can use which model from where. Today's takeaway: the winning AI teams will be the ones that can integrate, evaluate, govern, debug, and optimize models repeatedly. The model matters, but the operating system around it matters more every week. Now, let's do the quiz lightning round. Question 1. Why is Gemma 4 on Amazon Bedrock important for enterprise AI teams? It shows open weight models can be offered through a managed enterprise platform with governance and billing. B. It means all closed models have disappeared from enterprise use. C. It is only a consumer mobile app update. D. It removes the need to evaluate model fit for specific tasks. The answer is A. Managed open weight models give teams more model optionality while preserving enterprise platform controls. Question 2. What problem does Strands Evals target for AI agents? A. It only changes the visual style of chatbot answers. B. It diagnoses agent failures with categories, confidence scores, causal chains, and fix recommendations. C. It prevents agents from using tools. D. It replaces all traces with a single thumbs up score. The answer is B. Strands of Vowels is aimed at moving from simple scores to actionable root cause analysis for agent failures. Question 3. What is the main architecture challenge in AWS's Deep Agents and Bedrock Agent Core research agent story? A. Research agents never need external context. B. Agents can fill context windows with raw sources and analysis artifacts, so they need memory and context management strategies. C. Only image generation models can do research. D. Tool use is unrelated to research workflows. The answer is B. Long-running research agents need disciplined context, memory, and artifact management to avoid drowning the model in raw material. Question 4. Why does NVIDIA's MoE Fusion kernel work matter? A. It shows MoE model economics depend on low-level systems details like memory movement and synchronization. B. It proves model architecture has no effect on performance. C. It is unrelated to training throughput. D. It says all MoE models should run only on CPUs. The answer is A. MoE gains can be limited by routing and kernel overhead, so fused kernels can materially improve useful throughput. Question 5. What broader lesson does the continuing Anthropic fable and Mythos access Fallout teach builders? A. Frontier model access can change quickly, so products need portability, fallback plans, and explicit access assumptions. B. Model access policies never affect product reliability. C. Export controls apply only to front-end CSS. D. Teams should depend on one model with no contingency. The answer is A. The shutdown and sovereignty debate show that access risk is now part of production AI architecture. That's it for today's Code Mingle AI briefing. Build the avowals, keep the traces, track the cost, and do not ship an agent you cannot debug.